Welcome to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called, How Do I Teach Innovation Without Group Projects? Let's dive in. Group projects driving you crazy? Students complaining about unequal workloads while you're trying to foster creativity? Here's the truth. Innovation doesn't require collaboration to flourish. Today, I'll show you how individual pathways can actually amplify student creativity without the drama. Let's start with the solo innovation mindset. Innovation begins with personal curiosity, not consensus. When students work individually, they can dive deeper into their personal interests and strengths. More importantly, they can take creative risks without the fear of peer judgment or the need to compromise their vision. Think about the great innovators throughout history. Many of their breakthrough moments happened in solitude. Research backs this up beautifully. Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi's groundbreaking work on flow theory shows us that peak creativity occurs when individuals enter deep focus states. Design thinking, which we often associate with teams, works perfectly as a solo process. Students can empathize, define problems, ideate solutions, prototype, and test entirely on their own. Individual projects also allow for truly differentiated learning paths and authentic assessment of each student's unique creative process. Here's a practical strategy I call the Innovation Journal. Give your students a weekly innovation challenge tied to your subject matter. Have them document their thinking process, their failed attempts, and their breakthroughs. Then create gallery walks where students present their individual solutions to the same problem. You'll be amazed at the diversity of approaches. Let me share a real-world example. I know an English teacher who was frustrated with group poetry anthologies. Students weren't engaging authentically, and the usual group dynamics were stifling creativity, so she redesigned the assignment as individual poetry innovation labs. Students chose their own poetic form, their own medium, and their own intended audience. The results were transformative. Engagement soared, student voices became more authentic, and all that social friction simply disappeared. When she surveyed her students, they revealed a much deeper personal connection to the creative process. Here's your Monday morning action step. Pick one upcoming assignment and redesign it for individual innovation. Add a process reflection component where students document their creative journey. Create a simple showcase format where these individual innovations can be celebrated and shared. Here's the bigger picture. Innovation is fundamentally about individual courage to think differently. When we honor each student's unique creative process, we're preparing them for a lifetime of independent problem-solving and original thinking. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem-solving into every classroom. Join the conversation with other educators exploring innovation. Connect with me on YouTube, Facebook, or X at The Innovation Prof, and share how you're teaching innovation in your own classroom.